The culmination of this repair is finally the incarnation itself, an event initiating the end of times, where Christ, the new Adam, makes all things new and reverses that situation of hostility. Now, the sacrifice of the cross is read in that eschatological perspective. The final sacrifice is the end of sacrifices. We enter a new era. In this context, we are moved by the Christ of Forgiveness by Luis Salvador Carmona from the Convent of the Sacred Hearts in Nava del Rey, Valladolid. Its great quality is evident in details like the meticulous folding of the purity cloth or the precision in the facial features, with expressive resources such as crossing the eyebrow with a thorn from the crown, previously used by Gregorio Fernandez. As is common in Carmona's production, the polychromy executed in his workshop perfectly complements the sculpture, including in this case the scenes painted on the globe representing the sin of Adam and Eve before the Tree of Paradise, and on both sides the punishment of Sodom, with Lot and his daughters fleeing and his wife turned into a pillar of salt, and the universal flood. It is the moment of the crucifixion that, on the one hand, can be seen in the work Christ with the Thieves from the Church of Santa Maria la Mayor in Belorado, Burgos. It is an anonymous 17th century ivory work. Although it has been suggested that the more dynamic and nervous sense of the thieves compared to the image of the crucified might involve different hands in its making, supported by the diverse way of working the hair and beards of these, which still retain traces of polychromy. It could also be a resource to differentiate the different nature of the protagonists, reinforcing the divine solemnity of Christ's figure. On the other hand, the scene repeats in a 21st century work by the artist Venancio Blanco, who referred to it with these words: "The three sculptures that make up the Calvary are freestanding pieces. The figure of Christ is the largest and directs his gaze towards the good thief, who manifests the physical weight of death. Meanwhile, the good thief is saved. In my interpretation, wings sprout from Dimas and he leaves. Christ's head tilts towards the bad thief, trying to find a solution to take him also to his kingdom. Jesus waits for his repentance and takes him with him, saving him equally. I understand that Jesus' words, 'Today you will be with me in paradise.'" We move forward in our narrative. The painting represents what we hope through various images, among which the banquet stands out. Abraham offers a banquet to his guests, who are figures of the Trinity. We see the scene reflected in an oil on copper from the Cathedral of El Burgo de Osma, executed by the anonymous Flemish artist closely following the biblical account. Under the shade of the oak at Mamre, one of the angels announces to Abraham the future birth of Isaac. This revelation surprises the patriarch, who raises his hand in questioning. Meanwhile, the figure of Sarah, listening behind the door with a humorous air, alludes to her disbelief at this revelation. The three angels sit around a table with the remains of the roasted calf Abraham has provided. The amphorae and towel used for washing the angels' feet are on the ground next to a basket with the bread Sarah prepared. This repertoire allows the author to deploy all his resources in representing every detail with meticulousness, turning the table and the bread basket into an admirable still life. Everything in this painting refers to Peter Paul Rubens: the treatment of the fleshy anatomies, the design of the faces, youthful in the angels and elderly in Abraham, the palette of colors, undoubtedly based on one of the many engravings reproducing his work.